You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from John chapter 15, verse 5. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Picture a vine bearing robust and luscious fruits, a sign of its health and vitality, rooted in nutrient-rich soil and receiving adequate sunlight and water. This is an illustration of our lives when we abide in Christ, bearing good fruit that testifies to our connection with the true vine. John 15 verse 5 speaks to us about the importance of abiding in Christ to bear good fruit. Without him, our efforts are in vain. But connected to him, our lives yield meaningful, lasting fruit. The fruit of love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Today's experiment. Contemplate your life and the fruit it is bearing. Are there any areas where you feel disconnected from the vine, struggling to bear good fruit? Bring this before God in prayer, seeking his help to abide more deeply in him. Visualize your life as a branch connected to the true vine, receiving nourishment and life. Write down this visualization and your prayer in a journal. And as you progress through the year, use this as a continual reminder to abide in Christ, ensuring your life bears good and abundant fruit.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.